Hey everyone, good evening. Okay, let's get into it. So tonight, this is like an unexpected show, but something was really like heavy on my heart. And it's about a young lady by the name of Lauren Smith Fields. I just don't understand why she's not on CNN, ABC, and every other news channel, just like the other young lady that was found dead. And I'm not going to sit here and scream out, oh, because she was a white woman, that's why she was on the, you know, TV and so on and so forth. We're just going to put it like this. Why isn't she getting the exposure that she needs for her death? I just don't understand. Me personally, this is why I'm doing this show right now, because I just don't understand, you know? If you don't know anything about the case, I'm going to give you a little wrap up. All right, look. She was found unresponsive in her home after meeting with a man that was on the dating app called Bumble. Okay. The police came and nothing happened. She was 23 years old and she died on December 12th of last year in Connecticut. Okay. Here's the thing. Bridgeport police officers are not doing anything to investigate her death at all. They literally said that the guy that was in the apartment after this woman was dead was a very nice guy. He didn't seem like he needs to be questioned. Please make it make sense. I just don't understand. It's just really sad to me. I'm going to be doing more investigating about this case because I think that's just... it's cruel. It doesn't make any sense that any other race will be on the TV and people will do their best to find any other race. But it seems like when it does come to a black woman, it's just like, okay, yeah, she was killed. And how about those Lakers? Or she don't even get any media coverage at all. I just don't understand. I'm a black woman myself, and it terrifies me to know that I'm living in a world where they really do not care. You know, they just don't care. I remember I seen a black woman getting chased down in a grocery store not too long ago, in the Fufales, and everybody was watching her. And nobody cared to stop. It was so many men that walked past this lady and did not even try to stop this guy from attacking her. The girl was crying. She was on the phone with the police and everybody just was looking like whatever. I even called the police myself, you know, but when the police got there, this one even made me even mad. They took her report. They waited for her to move and you know, get out of the parking lot. And I sat there and I watched and I wanted to see what these police officers were going to do, you know. And they just let that man go. And he went right in the same direction where she walked to. So obviously he's going to go get her. I just don't understand why black women in America are not protected. And I'm pretty sure this may be going on elsewhere. But I'm just speaking on where I live at myself. It's just not, it's not cool. Like I said, I'm going to keep on doing updates on Lauren Smith Fields. This is really messed up, to be honest with you. Like, it really made my stomach, like, upset. Like, I just can't believe that we're still trying to figure out what happened to her. They're not saying anything. It's just ridiculous. If you want to know more, I will be posting more information about her death and the investigation and so on and so forth on the IG page of Frenchie Talks Podcast. Make sure you follow me there so you can keep up what's going on. Before I close out, if you ever see any woman that's in distress, I don't care if she's black, white, or Puerto Rican, or Asian, okay? Please try to help that lady. I don't give a damn if it's a phone call. I don't care if you feel like you can step up and help. Don't just sit there with your phone out or sit there and laugh. It's not funny. Help. Please just help. I've been there before. It don't feel good, okay? Just help out. All right, y'all. Have a good night.